host.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe, El Dorado, and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of all things real estate coming to you from outside the Copa de Oro restaurant at the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm joined by two outstanding guest commentators, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. Welcome to the show, guys. It's nice to have you back.
Thanks, Ray. It's great
to
be
Ray.
Here.
Well,
thanks for making sure we have a nice weather.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have any control over that. Tom Miller, my technician extraordinaire, is a guy who can use the thank for the weather. Anyway, we have, let's see, what do we have here? Out of the sequence here. We have a lot of conversation going on today, but I want to tell you that down here at the Agora, we're going to have some interesting guests. There's going to be free food given away. And for anyone that tours this very special set of properties that are available here in El Dorado, you'll be entered into a drawing for fabulous free gifts. We do have an action-packed show with Gino Thompson back at the studio, Tom Miller here as my technician. And I want to say that before we get into the show, that I appreciate everyone showing up to today, and I also want to invite you to join me for another live remote broadcast next Sunday when I will be in La Vida, which is right next to Aldea, and we'll also have some interesting guests and free gifts to give away. We'll also have some food to offer to folks that are there, and so join me next Sunday on All Things Real Estate. So, if we can start with this show right now, I'd like to actually begin with a couple of minutes of commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. I spoke to Andrew earlier today, and he was going to share some thoughts with us about what, from a lender standpoint, are important issues for people that are touring here today in El Dorado. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Hi, Ray. This is Andrew Hoffman. I know that I'm recording a couple of days in advance of your remote, but I was thinking about your topic of being in El Dorado and buying a home. It seemed appropriate to me to mention the FHA 203K program. There are a lot of foreclosures or people buying houses that may be dated because El Dorado is getting a little aged in some of their houses. So I thought about a program that would help buyers or owners to update. It's a little bit of magic in a time when just getting a loan is difficult. You can buy a home or renovate a loan and include 6 months of mortgage payments in the FHA 203K program. It's not for major construction, but you can add a room. You can renovate a kitchen or a bathroom. You can put on a new roof or install new windows. And, of course, it's sensitive to environmental issues as well, ensure that smoke alarms, et cetera, in the room. It's not for luxury items, not for a spa or landscaping. It is subject to all the FHA rules and regulations. One can put down as little as 5% on an as-built basis. That's opposed to an as-is basis, which means that you can start out with a home of $200,000 and put in $100,000 of improvements and know that the loan basis is on the as-built and is attested by an appraiser. It looks at the future value of the completed renovation. There's some extra fees. There's a consulting fee, which can run up to almost $1,000, depending on the size of the loan. And it looks at the whole project, the budget, the builder, and it approves it on an ongoing basis. And then there are two appraisals, the as-is and the future value appraisals. On top of that, there's the FHA fees of 2.25% funding fee and a 0.55% mortgage insurance, which doesn't go away with value. On the other hand, today rates are around 5%, which is great. And the APR with these rates, with a 5% rate, runs up to 6% because of the mortgage insurance, but it's still an amazing way to get renovations done on an existing home or on a purchase. They can't be done in any other way. I hope this helps your buyers. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Okay, that was commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. We're going to talk actually about the beautiful properties that are here in El Dorado today. Andrew is offering some thoughts to us about his perspective as a lender. We invite you to come over to the Agora Shopping Center today and enjoy very soon some delicious food, tour these beautiful homes, and register to win great prizes. Also stop by our broadcast table. Dina and Jeff Major and I would love to meet you. During today's show, Dina and Jeff and I are going to be interviewing a variety of El Dorado friends and business leaders about all that this terrific community has to offer. But before we get into those conversations, and if you're considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home, I suggest you check out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate Radio Show. I also invite you to please vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners in the annual Santa Fe Reporters Best of Santa Fe poll. Again, just go to our website, www.sfrp.com. And on our homepage, look for the button on the right-hand side of the page that says Vote for the Best in Santa Fe and cast your vote for Santa Fe Realty Partners as the best real estate firm in the city. So I think what I want to do right now is shift gears and introduce my two very good friends and colleagues from Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Jerry Jorgensen and Phil Hansen with me. Now, Jerry and Phil are the very special hosts of this El Dorado home tour today, and they've put together a terrific afternoon of events for everyone who joins us here at the Agora Shopping Center. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Oh, hello, Ray. We're excited to be here today. This is a tremendous community, and we purchased homes here, and we love it. It's a community of people that work together and have their businesses here, live here, have their schools here, and all their activities. And we're excited to be out here, and we have some wonderful homes on tour today. And we have them from just about every kind of home you might find in El Dorado. Beautiful.
And if people want to get an idea of what the properties are that Phil's talking about, go to our full page ad today in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And in the New Mexican, there is a list with pictures of these terrific properties. But most importantly, come down here today to the Agora Shopping Center. Enjoy the entertainment that the guys have in store for you, the free food, and then take a tour. And then you can enter a drawing for terrific gifts. Jerry, did you want to share any of your thoughts about how special this community is for the listeners?
It's really a great place. There are about 2,500 homes here, Ray. And El Dorado has been in existence since the 1970s or so. It's now a community about 40 years old. It's taken that long to build out the 2,500. It's pretty much all developed now. There is an association that manages the community called the El Dorado Community Improvement Association. They take care of the roads and so on. There's the elementary school out here, El Dorado Elementary School, a senior center, which is a not-for-profit library, and, of course, the Agora Center, which is full of shops and stores and also professional services such as doctors and pharmacy and so on. And the La Tienda Shopping Center, which is across the street and is also full of services. The community center also offers a swimming pool, soccer facilities, tennis facilities, walking paths. There's a 5,000-acre preserve right across 285 that's a part of the El Dorado community. There's a dog park. Everybody brings their dogs and meets and talks. And baseball fields, and so on. There's a lot here. And El Dorado has its own community water system, which is great for a lot of people.
Well, Jerry, it sounds like you work for the Chamber of Commerce. That is one of the best pitches I think the city has ever received. That was terrific. And I really want to encourage everyone to come down to the Agora Shopping Center here in El Dorado. We have lots of properties for you to see. We also have some special guests who are main supporters of this broadcast today that Jerry and Phil put together. I'm looking over across the way at Marcel from the First National Bank. He's waving. He's down here available to talk to anybody who has a mortgage question. He'll be here all afternoon, or at least most of the afternoon, right? He's giving me the thumbs up. So, Jerry, you want to talk about any of the other companies that are actually putting this together for you today?
It's a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to do that. We've had tremendous support here from the Agora Center and from First National Bank. They have a branch here in El Dorado, which is very handy for everybody to use. They also provide lending and mortgage services. Copa de Oro Restaurant is our site of broadcast today, and we're sitting here on their beautiful plaza where you can have a lunch or dinner outside. American Country Collection, which is a downtown major furniture, high-end and wonderful furniture store here in Santa Fe. They actually have three stores are supporting us. Signs and Images has provided some of the materials and so forth that we're using today, including some banners. They do all kinds of things to promote and help business. And the Allegra Roofing Company is also one of our sponsors today.
Well, and it's a good thing we don't need to use them for covering us over if there was bad weather, but that's a terrific group of companies that are supporting this terrific effort here today. And Phil, we have about another minute or so before I have to take a break. What are some of the other things that people ought to be looking for today when they tour these properties here in El Dorado?
Well, I think the diversity of homes and this community. I think you can find everything you need in a community here. We have a wonderful school, wonderful people, retired people from all over the world, all kinds of backgrounds, as well as young couples. And we just have everyone you could imagine. And it's just like a small community in the Midwest. And we like it here. The La Tienda over here, the shopping center, all of these people actually own homes in El Dorado. They have their businesses here. They're invested in this community. And that's what really makes this a thriving community. We're happy to be here. We have lots to show you today. Look at these homes. I can't really tell you. We have top-end homes. We have starter homes. We have just about anything you can get into out here.
Mm-hmm. And Dina Major reminded me at the top of the show that another reason to come out here today would be to attend the annual 2010 studio tour, which features 117 artists that are featuring their works of art, and you can tour the different studios. I think it's a great reason to also be here on this beautiful day. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson back at KTRC, why don't we take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about all the attributes of El Dorado, and I'll bring my special guest commentators on the line with me, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
TRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are broadcasting live and remotely from the Agora Shopping Center here in beautiful El Dorado. Today we invite everyone to come on down here and tour some terrific homes that are on tour. There are six different properties that my colleagues Jerry Jorgensen and Phil Hansen have organized. There also will be food here at the Agora Shopping Center for you to partake in. And if you tour the homes, you can actually enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I also have Marcel from First National Bank here. He's available to talk to anyone who wants to discuss mortgage issues. And now I'd like to actually introduce and welcome back to the show Dina and Jeff Major, who are the co-principals of Santa Fe's premier developer and home builder company, Major Development Incorporated. With more than 15 years of experience, Major Development has helped scores of satisfied New Mexicans build new homes, convert garages into living space, and build guest homes. Today, Dina and Jeff are going to bring some useful suggestions on home building and renovation right here in El Dorado. Again, welcome back to the show, guys.
Thanks, Ray. Good to be here.
Well, a beautiful day. You don't want to just stop doing the show and let's just enjoy the afternoon and have some dogs. And
we're out here sunbathing, having hot dogs.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think maybe I'd like to start this off because we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts, and you guys as fabulous builders and well-respected builders and developers here in town, the greater Santa Fe area, can talk a lot about what people can do here in El Dorado. But before we do that, I'd like to get just some feedback, maybe Jeff, starting with you, about, and we always like to start our show off, what your view is as someone as a professional in the industry, where the housing market is right now. Just a couple of minutes on that for the benefit of the listeners.
All right, Ray, thank you. I believe it's been about a little less than 3 weeks since we were on the show in April. And we're pleased to report it looks like we're putting two of our homes under contract.
Great.
And should be closing on those sometime in June. It's been a long dry spell. It's been about a little over a year since we've had that kind of activity and actually have offers coming in which we can accept and move forward with the closing. And that's consistent with what we've been talking about over the last, actually since the beginning of the year.
Right.
You know, the market is improving, the economy is improving. both locally as well as nationally. And these two offers that we now have is consistent with what we've been talking about. People are coming in, taking advantage of the discounts on the homes as well as the financing.
And Dina, again, Dina Major is also an associate broker with me at Santa Fe Realty Partners. From your standpoint, getting these offers in, that's manna to any associate broker. And
happy day.
Yes, happy day. But from your standpoint, are you seeing this as sort of a righting of the ship a little bit?
I am, because the other thing I'm really noticing, Ray, and this is interesting from a real estate professional standpoint, is the difference in activities. Now, I've been at this about 9 years now in as a realtor, longer than that as a builder. But another gauge is the open houses. And I'll tell you, it's really interesting. In the boom years of 04, 05, 06, you'd have an open house, and you'd never sit down. You couldn't talk to enough people. There were more people in your house than you could talk to.
Exactly.
The last couple of years, of course, that hasn't been the case. And open houses have been tough, and you're pouncing on any warm body that walks through the door. And now that's flipping again, Ray. The open house we had just 2 weeks ago, there were more people there than we could actually speak to.
Really?
And I have an open house this afternoon up on Cerro Gordo from 2 to 4. I have to tell you, as I was there earlier getting ready to come down here, I had people come by at 11 o'clock today verifying they were in the right place so they could come back to the open house this afternoon.
No kidding. Well,
big activity.
Yeah, it is a lot of activity, and that's a very good summary. So I've tapped that issue out with the two of you, and I actually want to remind people that if you want to send us an email question for Jeff and Dina Major, they can send it to rpost@sfrp.com. And I did receive an email already, guys. It says, apropos with where we are, Ray, do your guests see building in El Dorado as a good alternative to being in Santa Fe for a family with grade school children? That's from Sally. Maybe a good lead-in, sort of generally speaking, about building in El Dorado. I mean, it's a fabulous community.
Yeah, I'll answer that. Actually, I have mine are just getting out of grade school. Mine are more junior high now, but I certainly know where Sally is coming from. And, yes, this is a terrific area. There's a lot of sense of community. There's a lot of outdoor activities. You do have the swimming pool. You have the soccer leagues. You have the tennis courts, all the things that Jerry and Phil mentioned earlier. This is a terrific community. The other thing about it, Ray, in terms of a family, is your price points out here are so varied, so varied. There are starter homes, and there are very high-end homes. You have a broad spectrum of homes there, and there's a lot of homes here. I know Alan mentioned, this community started about 40 years ago, or I think Jerry maybe mentioned that. There are some older homes here, but with some tremendous buys, and then you can use somebody like Jeff and I to update or remodel, or if it's a smaller home, convert the garage. There's a lot of opportunity for families.
All right, so that's a lead-in for discussing what someone would want to do, Jeff, with building out here, generally speaking. But specifically, what would be the process if someone's out there today, either on the tour, looking at these lovely homes, where they say, I want to build my own property, or one of the listeners who might drive out here today, what would you recommend would be the first two or three things they should do?
Well, first, I'd like to start off by saying that the theme of our show today is home improvement time.
Uh-huh.
And El Dorado is a great community for that type of activity. Like Jerry said, the community is about 40 years old, so there's homes here that are in dire need probably of updating to more energy-efficient windows, boilers, hot water heaters, possibly a solar system, that sort of thing. There's a lot of interesting tax credits and creative financing available for those type of improvements. And as far as getting involved with the project here, in terms of acreage that's left, there's not a whole lot.
Right.
And there's more opportunity, really, in buying an existing home.
And redoing it. Yeah.
We can expand it. We can convert the garage to living space. We can add another garage. I mean, there's just a myriad of things you can do.
Why don't we sort of hold that thought right there, and when I come back from this next segment, we can get into specifically some of the things that Major Development could do to help renovate specific homes here today. None of the ones that are on the tour, by the way, they're all perfect.
No, they're ready for you. The ones on the tour are ready for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Janice Ahern will offer her thoughts for buyers and sellers with special attention to the beautiful El Dorado area. Before listing a property for sale, a seller should consider the following. Number one, providing homeowner association documents to interested buyers, including a history of assessments paid and budgets and reserve accounts. Number two, providing interested buyers with information regarding the El Dorado water system or individuals' wells, which I guess is not the case here. But for El Dorado buyers, they should investigate the following. Number one, whether there are enough funds to maintain roads, entry gates, or parks that are the responsibility of the homeowners association. Number two, what the language is for any covenants that govern the property a buyer may be interested in. And most covenants have design standards and certain restrictions and should be reviewed to make sure any property for sale is in compliance. This would include a review for any planned new construction as well as whether there are any restrictions on plantings, including the type and number of trees. And lastly, a buyer touring in El Dorado today should obtain a survey of any property purchased. Knowing the names of adjoining owners as well as the location of any trails will help any buyer avoid surprises later on. Thanks again to Janice Ahern for providing us with a very useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding a property purchase, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Gino Thompson, my producer, if you can hear me, I think we're going to take a break here on all things real estate. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with the good friends here in El Dorado. And please come on down here today. There's some terrific homes to take a tour of. We'll be back.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And today we are down at the Agora Shopping Center here in beautiful El Dorado. We invite everyone to come down today, take a tour of these fabulous properties that are being offered on a six-property tour by Jerry Jorgensen and Phil Hansen and our colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Before we actually go back into our conversation with Dina and Jeff Major, my special color commentators today, I had the opportunity earlier this week to speak with Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today she's going to offer some thoughts on good buyer strategies here in El Dorado. Let's take a listen to what Annie had to share with me.
Hi, Annie. What are your suggestions for the listeners today?
Well, Ray, first of all, what a great opportunity for people to view homes in El Dorado. It sounds like a lot of fun. I can say that when I walk into a house, I try to engage all of my senses, not just looking at things, but touching things, smelling everything. All of your senses sort of come alive to me when I'm looking at spaces. And when I enter a house, I immediately get a hit about how the house feels to me. I think it's important to pay attention to that initial hit. And if something feels off, what I'm usually looking at is the balance and the harmony in the house. So I think it's just, you know, when you have a sense of something really works, you can look at it. Why do you think that it works? And it typically will have something to do with balance and harmony. The other tip I have is to try and really visualize yourself in a house, not necessarily to look at what the house is now. What could the house be? Can you see yourself living in the house? What kind of tweaks can you make it to really personalize the house? And I think lastly, I would, because we talk about materials so much, I would observe the materials that are used in the house, how the colors relate to each other, how the fixtures, the countertops, the flooring, the stain, how everything plays off of each other. And just when you enter a house, maybe this will help with a few tips to give yourself a different heightened awareness.
Well, those are excellent suggestions, Annie, and as a consummate professional and the number of homes I'm sure that you've been in and out, I think the counsel you're giving to buyers here in El Dorado today really makes a lot of sense and probably will be quite helpful to them. So, listen, I appreciate you chatting with us today and, as always, offering some great suggestions. And if you want to contact Annie, go to our website, which is www.sfrp.com, and then go right to Annie's logo on the radio show webpage. Thanks a lot, Annie. We will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Ray, and have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so back live here at the Agora Shopping Center. That was some good counsel from Annie O'Carroll, the interior designer, who's also a partner of All Things Real Estate. I want to resume my conversation with Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. We started in the last segment to talk about renovation, expanding property, and the like, and I think, Dina, you want to take off on that a little bit to suggest some ideas to the El Dorado people.
Well, one of the things I want to say, law firm mentioned, your law firm commentary today mentioned covenants and whatnot for the El Dorado area, and I believe it is part of the regulation that each home has to have at least a one-car garage when it sells. And so that's a big, big area here. There's a lot of people who have renovated or remodeled or enclosed their garages, and it's important to know that you always need to then add a new one on in El Dorado. All the houses here must have at least a one-car garage, and that's something that we can do. In fact, we've done a lot of those conversions and additions out here in El Dorado, where you convert the garage to living space.
Yes.
Some of the older houses out here this neighborhood were smaller. A lot of the newer ones are substantially larger, but some of the ones built in the first 10, 15, 20 years of this development were smaller houses. People just lived in smaller houses then.
Right.
And so it's a terrific opportunity then to take that garage, which is already enclosed. You already have a roof on it. You already have your four walls. And it's an affordable way to expand your living space. We're running a promotion right now of 15% off that project through this summer. Room conversions and additions and adding on a new garage. But again, it's important that you understand when you convert your garage to living space, you need to then add on another one before you sell that property.
And I see him walking around, and I want to suggest that for anybody who might want to be thinking about renovation or the like, to talk to Marcel from First National Bank. Come on down here today. Marcel is going to be here all afternoon and be happy to chat with you about how you can get the money to do that. So with the money in hand, Jeff, from Marcel's fabulous bank, First National Bank, what would someone do as their first step? I mean, when they sit down with you guys, you put together a pretty comprehensive plan, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the first thing I like to do is get a sense from the customer what their big picture priorities are, what they'd like to see ultimately happen at their house,
right.
Even if they can only afford to do it in piecemeal. And if you have a master plan going in, where, you know, they might want to add a bedroom, enlarge the living room, you know, several different additions, but are not financially capable of doing all at once, if we plan it as a master plan, then we can phase those in as they can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up with a project that's not a hodgepodge, but is fully integrated. You know, the rooms flow from one to the next. Everything works the way it's supposed to work. And that, to me, is the best way to approach it. And I've been doing, well, for 15 years, a lot of additions, a lot of garage conversions, a lot of new garages, obviously a lot of new houses. And one of the big things here in El Dorado is, and it's everywhere, people actually have a bigger game plan in mind, but they just don't know how to get there because they can't afford to do the whole thing
now,
at once.
Apropos with that, and we've talked about this before, the three of us on previous shows, is whether or not someone actually works with an architect at the get-go or not. As you've talked about before, Jeff, that's not necessarily necessary, but you work with the finest real architects here, so that can make for a seamless process. So talk a little bit about that, whether you work with an architect and have a plan, but go into your master plan point. And also, too, I want to talk to Dina about hard finishes versus soft finishes, the kinds of things that Annie O'Carroll was talking about.
Well, you know, it's up to the customer. I can certainly sit down with them, guide them through the process, put together a basic footprint of, you know, what they expect in terms of room additions and how it's the flow. And once we get to a point where we want to go to actual architectural drawings, then they can decide to hire an architect or another designer.
Mm-hmm.
I will work with those people
right.
To develop a plan and get it to permitting.
Mm-hmm. And again, Dina, the differences between hard and soft finishes, you focus on the former. Someone like Annie O'Carroll at the appropriate point might work with you on the interior soft finishes.
Absolutely, absolutely. My focus is what we call hard finishes, and those are the items that are actually installed in a home. Excuse me, installed in a home. Flooring, cabinets, light fixtures, plumbing fixtures, tile work in the bathroom. Those are items that are actually installed in a home, stain colors. And although Annie may do some of that, I think she's spoken more about soft finishes. How do you accessorize all that? How do you infuse your personality and your life and make it your home? And with the furnishings and with the interior decorating and with the curtains or blinds or whatnot. One of the important things about a remodel or an addition to an existing house, Ray, in my opinion, is it needs to flow with the house that's already there. And that applies not only in construction style. If you have a territorial house, you need to keep it territorial. If you have a Pueblo style, you need to really stay with that exterior-wise in your construction. But it also applies to the finishes. If you have a home, an existing home with, you know, a lot of Talavera tile or a rustic brick flooring or that kind of thing, you need to be careful in your addition that your finishes work with the existing house. You don't want the addition to look like an afterthought or, I don't know, a new personality wave you have going on. You have to make it all flow and work together, and that applies to the construction style as well as the finishes. They really need to complement and work together with what's already there.
Well, we've talked about this before, Jeff, about having sort of a seamless appearance for the renovation, and actually not only for purposes of living there comfortably, but also from the standpoint of if you ever want to sell the property, you don't want a buyer to come in and say, gosh, I can see where you did the addition, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty much building 101 or remodeling 101. You have to start with a plan and end with a plan that is seamless and it doesn't look like it was a remodel or an add-on. And so many older homes, if you want an example of what we're talking about, is in downtown Santa Fe. You know, it's one shoebox, patch another shoebox, another shoebox, and they forget to put a hallway in, and you go through two bedrooms to get to the back bedroom, and that kills you for resale.
Right.
And it just kills you.
I think one of the things, too, that maybe the listeners would appreciate a little more elaboration on, as well as people that are here today, and by the way, we invite you to come down here to the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado. There's a terrific tour of six different properties that Phil and Jerry are offering. And for that reason, my technician, Tom, is trying to signal me on something here. I'm sorry. but what I wanted to do was to suggest that, Jeff, some people might be interested in the tax credits, and we can talk a little bit about financing, but tax credits that are available for renovation I think would be useful.
Okay.
So talk a little bit about that next.
Okay. Well, the county has adopted actually several different financial incentives for people that are wanting to remodel their home, particularly in the area of green or energy efficient type improvements. And we can start with the simplest, the energy efficient appliances. There's rebates available, still money available in that program. You go down, you buy a new dishwasher or washer dryer. There's hundreds of dollars to be saved in rebates just for installing you know, new appliances that are energy efficient.
Right.
Then you go from there into there's what I call creative financing for older homes, such as in El Dorado, where you have inadequate insulation, older windows that are not high performance, hot water heaters, boilers that are low efficiency type piece of equipment. You can replace those items and receive money or financing help from the community or the county. for doing those type of improvements.
Mm-hmm.
And then you step up into the next category, like solar hot water or solar electric panels. And there's a 30% federal and 10% state tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
So that tax credit comes right off of your tax.
Right.
And if your credit exceeds your taxable income, they're not going to write you a check back.
Yeah.
So it's a nice thing. And that helps, it helps the environment. It's going to help, the livability of your home and the affordability. It's big, and it's the government's doing this to not only get people back to work.
Right.
But to, improve the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And, for people to ultimately enjoy their home.
Right, and this is a fabulous time to take advantage of those tax credits and incentives because prices are moderate. As you guys are offering a deal for anyone who wants to do renovations, a 15-20% reduction in your costs. So combining all these things, my gosh, you could almost do this work and walk away with zero cost. Well, maybe not. But.
Well, here's where you can end up is actually you could end up possibly and with all probability, especially with the older homes that have higher interest rate loans, by refinancing it, adding that addition on, that increase in living space, the value of the home has now increased.
Right.
And although you might owe more money on your house because you just add that addition, the savings that you might derive from refinancing from a 7 or 8 or 9% loan to a 5% loan,
right,
you could end up with that addition for no extra cost per month.
Right,
and that's pretty nice.
Pretty darn good. And Marcel from First National Bank would be happy to talk to anybody about that particular point. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer back at KTRC. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jeff and Dina Major of Major Development Incorporated, and we want to invite everyone to come on down here to the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado and take a tour, enter a drawing for great free prizes, and enjoy some of the food that's being offered. We'll be back in a minute.
TRC.
Okay, this is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are broadcasting today live from the Agora Shopping Center in beautiful El Dorado. There are 6 homes that are on tour today that my colleagues are offering for you folks out there to take a look at. And we invite you to come on down here, enjoy some of the free food, the gifts that are being offered in a drawing if you do take the tour, as well as the fabulous properties, and, of course, the excellent commentary from Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. During the break, guys, we received a question. Ray, I have a 15-year-old house in El Dorado that I may want to sell. It hasn't had any updates to it since I built the house. 2 questions. What would I be able to renovate for about $20,000, and is the fall a good time to list the house? From Bonnie. This is a twofer for you guys, $20,000, Jeff, and listing Dina. So, Jeff, you first.
Well, I don't know the size of your house or the condition,
and unfortunately,
the floor and painting
say,
or,
right,
or your walls or whatnot. But, at a glance, I would say one of the options might be to replace your windows to a higher efficiency window. When you do that, you also will end up restuccoing the exterior of your house.
Right.
I'm just going to assumption that it could probably use some updating there. If the windows are in good shape and the exterior of the house is in good shape, then we'll go inside and take a look at it. Maybe we need to look at flooring, wall coverings, maybe some bathrooms need to be updated, plumbing fixtures.
Kitchen's always an important area.
Kitchen's big. Obviously.
So if let me just interrupt though for $20,000, I mean that there are a lot of things that Bonnie can do, but $20,000 also sort of caps what she can do. She's, what would be in your estimation, not knowing of course the condition of the property, but let's take a guess that in 15 years there's some general wear and tear, windows and the like. For $20K, what's the best thing that she could do, Jeff, for renovation?
Well,
not knowing the house, I know that's like. Operate on me. I don't know what you're to do because.
Well, like I said, if the exterior is in good shape, then we need to go inside and take a look at how dated the bathrooms are in the kitchen, the appliances. We're talking resale here. So,
right.
I think, you know, for someone to, you know, put a big investment into, like, solar hot water or solar electric,
right?
For, you know, and they're going to sell it, that's probably not the best way to do it,
mm-hmm.
particularly if they need, you know, some upgrading of their interior finishes.
Okay, so that goes to Bonnie's second part of her question. Is the fall a good time to list it? I know the answer to that as an associate broker, but Dina, I'm going to let you answer it.
Absolutely. The fall is a great time to answer, to list. Am I?
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
My voice carries too much weight. Fall is a great time to list, and I have to go with Jeff in terms of prioritizing the repairs. Again, not knowing, not seeing the house and not having any information on it. Your first impression is the exterior of a house.
Mm-hmm.
That is your very first impression. It's important that that be strong.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I find when I'm looking at properties with people, it's the big items, the kitchens, the bathrooms, the hard surfaces that are built in are the next items that they're looking at. And that, again, would be the next place that I would focus with a very specific budget after you've made a good first impression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walls are easy to paint. Carpet's easy to replace. Those kind of things.
Right.
I would focus on the items that people might look at and say, oh, gosh, let's see. I wouldn't know where to start if I have to do that,
sure.
You know, or whatever. So you want to make a strong impression in your leading areas. And fall's a great time to list. I'll tell you, historically, it's kind of funny. You always hear how summer's the big selling time. But historically, in our, you know, 17 years building here in Santa Fe, we have sold more properties in the early winter
right.
than any other time of the year.
Well, people come in the summer, they fall in love with the place, and they want to come back and buy it.
And then they come back. What, right. Exactly.
I'll tell you what, guys, I've got about a minute before I have to close out the show here with my other two guests. So any last thoughts, Jeff and Dina Major of Major Development Incorporated, for the listeners and for all the people that are going to be touring today in El Dorado?
Well, we're going to we have flyers here mm-hmm. promoting our home improvement project.
Right.
And if you come by, grab yourself a hot dog, something to drink.
Hot dog's not good.
We're doing 15% off.
Uh-huh.
If you contact me today, I'll give you another 5%.
Wow.
Okay.
And
we don't have to
meet today. Just get on
contact
schedule,
and get
yeah.
the ball rolling. It's an incentive. We need we have momentum here in this economy. We need to keep it moving.
Right.
Okay.
And you guys had some great success getting a couple of contracts in. So if someone wants to contact you today, now they can come down here because Jeff Major is going to stay here for a while. Dina has to go back and do an open house. But Dina, if someone wants to get a hold of Jeff and you, what's the best way to do that?
Two ways to do it. They can certainly call our office at 505-955-9787 or go online to our website, www.majordevelopment.net. They can also find us through the SFRP website, www.sfrp.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the radio page and go there into the sponsors. They'll find us there. So there's several ways for us to find it. But, again, our number is 955-9787, and you will also see that on the flyer. Come out here, pick up a flyer.
Very good. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys being on the show today. As always, you offer terrific color commentary. So that's Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated. I want to welcome back my other friends today. I've got Phil Hansen, another associate broker of Santa Fe Realty Partners, and Jerry Jorgensen, who are the hosts for today's tour. They're getting all mic'd up here and ready to go, and we're going to close out the program with a couple of minutes of commentary from them. Guys, today you've got six terrific homes on tour. People who come down here to the Agora can not only partake in the free food that you're offering, but also enter a drawing if they do the tour of these properties, and you've got some great prizes for them. I want to leave the listeners with, about 3 minutes or so before we have to close out the show. So summarize what you want to leave with them today.
Okay, Jerry. Well, we wanted to tell everybody that what we do and why you should come talk to us. We're people that
there you go.
That have a plan for you. Everyone says that I'll give you a free CMA market analysis. Well, there's a little more to it than that. You want to know where you're positioned in the market. We want to develop a market strategy for you and your home if you're a seller. And that's all, you know, of course, based on location and the condition of your home. You want to know how many days on the market. You know how to position yourself in the market. You don't want to sit on your house for 8 months to a year. if you know that you can position yourself right and take care of business and get it sold and move on. So that's what we're here to do. We've got all the numbers. We can sit down with you. We can explain in the neighborhood you're in, what you're doing and what you're up against. And let me turn it over to Jerry. Jerry will give you a little more information.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, let me just add to that. We really try to build excitement for the El Dorado community here. We're committed to this neighborhood. An example is this show that we're putting on today and the special tour that we're doing. Phil and I have about 35 years of experience in the home building and home sales market. We're a team. We tell our clients we work 14 days a week for you. We have an extended team of experts that add to us in title, lending, finance, home service companies, contractors, maintenance and repair, marketing experts to help market your home. We live here. We have integrity about the business that we do. Our motto is we keep our word and we do what we say we'll do. And that's the foundation for all of our business relationships with our clients. I think Phil wanted to talk a little bit about our sponsors, too, today, because they're so essential to what we do.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we've got just about a minute to go, so very quickly, in 60 seconds, go ahead, Phil.
Well, I want to tell you who's really helped us out. La Tienda Shopping Center over here, Steve and Destiny, they're really doing something over there. We have a lot of great people over there with their businesses who live in this community, have invested in this community. And I want to tell you briefly about Allegri Roofing and Construction. If you tell Joe Tapia, Allegri Roofing and Construction, after he's given you a bid for a roof or a stucco job, if you tell him that you've heard this on the radio, he's going to go ahead and give you an additional discount.
Wow.
We have American Country Collection, of course, Copa de Oro, who's been tremendous help to us, First National Bank. These are people in the community that have invested a lot here.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, any last, like, 2 seconds of commentary, Jerry, just before we go? I pull the mic down here a little bit.
Come on out and join this tour. We got seven beautiful homes on the market here today, and we've got prizes in our homes, and we've got realtors in all of them, and they're anxious to show you what El Dorado has to offer, and we'd love to see you here. So come to the Agora, register for the tour. And we look forward to seeing you here.
Very good. Well, I want to thank the Copa de Oro restaurant and Santa Fe Blue Real Estate here at the Agora Shopping Center in El Dorado for all their assistance in organizing today's broadcast. And I encourage everyone, as Jerry and Phil said, to come on out to El Dorado this afternoon and tour some fabulous homes. Thank you, Dina and Jeff Major of Major Development Incorporated, for being on the show today. And they will be here for a while in case anyone wishes to discuss their own home building needs. Thank you, Jerry and Phil, for organizing a fabulous El Dorado home tour. Gino Thompson, my producer, Tom Miller, my promo tech, as well as Kate, Melissa, Phil, and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning in. And so until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune.
Right, they always say, eat right.
In a minute.